This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about alternative chips.
Yes. Was this suggested by a listener?
Probably was. I can also check that.
Okay. Because I wondered where you came up with the phrase alternative chips. It was in our topic.
I don't know. I don't remember ideas. Either. I didn't come up with it myself, I don't think.
You know, when I was making the agenda, I wanted to make a whole bunch of, like, dumb alternative jokes, like alternative music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these are the
smashing... Are you saying alternative music is a dumb joke?
The Smashing Pumpkins of chips.
I mean, some of these chips may be made from smashed pumpkins, for all I know.
They probably are. Anyway, and then I was like, God, Molly, come on, that's just dumb. Try harder. Do better.
This was suggested by listener Kate.
Oh, thank you, listener Kate.
Yeah. Also, next week's barbecue sauce episode was suggested by listener Nicole.
Oh.
We're not going to say that on the episode. I have a premonition. But...
Whoops.
Okay.
We already recorded the episode.
I do not know whether listener Kate or one of us came up with the phrase alternative chips.
Do we know which listener Kate it is?
Do you want me to try and find it?
No, it's fine.
On Facebook, I'm never going to find it.
No, it's fine.
I'm just going to search my email for alternative Kate. And see what we come up with. Oh, hey, from listener Kate. Alternative chips. You'll notice a theme here. Alternative milks was a revelation, and I'm here to ask for more. The chip aisle has exploded with crispy snacks not actually made from anything chip-like. Chickpea, beet, cauliflower? Wondering if all the leftover meat will be made into chips once alternative meats achieve world domination.
Well, oh, my God. I was going to say, listener Kate just wrote an awesome pitch.
It was a great pitch. I did not end up with cauliflower chips.
I want listener Kate to write all my pitches for, like, freelance work.
Oh, I bet. I mean, do you want me to email listener Kate right now?
Yeah, please. Okay. Get in touch with them. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we're talking about alternative chips, which is a phrase that had never occurred to me before we started talking about this show. And I was talking to Ash about it as I was doing my research last night.
Yes.
Are you pulling up your Spotify?
Like, I am,
best
because
of 2019
list?
Yeah,
but you tell this and then I'll talk about it.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. Anyway, I was telling Ash what we were doing episodes on today. And I said to them, like, what would you call chips that aren't made of, like, potato or corn? And they straight up said, like, that's BS. Like, those are not chips. I wouldn't call them chips unless they're sold on the chip aisle. And I was like, but Ash, they are. And then they just sat there in silence.
Oh, I see.
So I think alternative chips, this is a tough concept to get your head around.
It sounds like you're having a chip tiff.
We had a chip tiff.
It is. And, like, the thing I was wondering was, like, are any of these, like, some culture staple chip that has been repackaged for, like, the American health food market? But I don't know how I would even answer that question.
I don't know either. You know, Matthew and I, you know, take turns researching topics. Mm-hmm. And for this one, it was very difficult to research because so much of what you find online about these chips is, like, people writing, like, quote unquote, health food blogs.
Of course.
Or, like, Reddit threads from people who describe themselves as addicted to chips.
Oh.
And so they're looking for like a solution to their chip addiction.
Oh, and so the solution is to switch to bean chips or something, right?
Yes, exactly. Because I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
I can't get my head around it. But basically, this is kind of a strange genre to try to understand because it is so based on these kind of fad ideas about what is healthy.
Sure, that's true. Although,
so anyway, I couldn't really, right. You know, I'm sure that, like, for instance, I think about when we did the Indian junk food episode, yes. Right? I mean, certainly they have like really interesting, like fried crunchy snacks that are made from chickpeas.
Oh,
and chickpea flour.
Certainly,
and stuff,
like the papadum is like the ancestor of at least some of these chips.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sure that people with you know, deeper knowledge of other cultural cuisines could trace a lot of these other vegetable chips to other places.
Okay.
But I do think some of it is like American people, like white Americans doing yoga and wanting to eat.
Oh, yeah. Yoga chips.
Yoga chips.
Not to be confused with yogurt chips, which is probably a thing. So first of all, to help narrow this down, like the rules that I decided on when wife of the show, Lori, and I, well, that we decided on when we went to the co-op yesterday to pick these up was nothing containing potatoes or corn, like, and not something that like retained too much of the original vegetable. So we're not doing kale chips.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Right.
Have you ever made kale chips?
I have made kale chips and they're good. I haven't made them recently and neither has anyone else.
I have never wanted to make kale chips.
Oh, they're tasty.
Do they just taste like kale?
I mean, they taste like very like dry, crispy kale.
It doesn't seem yummy.
Okay, so the reason I pulled up the Spotify thing is because we were talking about alternative chips. It reminded me that I think Spotify is trolling me because they sent me that Spotify year-end wrap-up thing, and they said, "You were genre fluid. You refused to let one sound define you." I'm going to read it off, don't worry.
Okay.
And the five genres that it said I really like, you know, branched out and listened to a diverse set of music from these five genres: alternative rock, indie rock, pop, and jangle pop.
Heck is jangle pop?
That's what other people said. That actually surprised me because I thought this was a term that people knew, but it's not. Jangle pop is like earlier REM with like lots of like arpeggiated chords.
Matthew, I'm so embarrassed by what my number one was.
Oh, what was it?
This old Crowded House album from when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That is so dumb.
My number one was Bad Religion.
Wow. Look at my weird ass.
Oh, no, that's great. So Molly's top five are Crowded House, Rostam, the guy from Vampire Weekend, Robin, Slater Kinney, and Miley Cyrus. That's great.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I'm a world citizen. I've listened to artists from 19 countries.
Right.
That's
dumb. It also said that I'd listened to artists.
I'm genre fluid too.
Yeah, everyone is.
I listen to a lot of dance pop.
Yes. It said I'd listened to artists from like 17 countries, including the Beatles from the United Kingdom. So thanks, Spotify. So yeah, so if you learned something,
the Beatles from the United Kingdom.
If you learned something interesting about yourself from your Spotify year end wrap up, let us know at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Oh my God, I can't believe that I spent that much time in 2019 listening to an album that I was really into when I was 8.
I listened to so much Led Zeppelin on Spotify,
but Led Zeppelin is absolutely timeless. Crowded House, not so much.
I think Crowded House is pretty timeless.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right. So, yeah, okay.
Right. I'm going to stop defending you.
You
should feel embarrassed for listening to Crowded House.
You and Lori went to the co-op and you bought these chips and you had some hard and fast rules. No potato, no corn.
No corn.
Must be genre fluid.
Must be genre fluid. Must be 420 friendly, which all these chips are, and no kale chips.
Okay.
And what we ended, and like, there were so many things we could have bought that we didn't. Because this is a very active section of the chip aisle.
Okay. Okay.
But I think we bought 6 bags of chips. Some of them are good.
I feel like this is a much higher number than I expected, and I don't even know where to begin. Let's cheese plate these.
Yeah, and we also didn't get pita chips, which I feel like everyone has tried at this point already, and they're very good.
I think it's going to be really important as we taste these to also look at like what's written on the bag and mm-hmm. like also look at how they are prepared.
I think you're absolutely right.
Because I think that, you know, some of these are like dehydrated.
Yes.
Some of these are fried in an oil that people have just decided is a good oil.
Right. Something high oleic, maybe.
Yeah.
Or expeller pressed or with medium chain triglycerides.
And some of them are made from like a flour made from things. And some of them are made from the actual thing that's sliced, like a potato chip.
So I think it'll be great.
Let's start with the Terra chips.
With the Terra chips, because these have been around for a while, and there's sweet potatoes and beets is the one I got.
I think of as the original alternative chip. In fact, this one is so original, I hardly think of it anymore.
It seems ordinary
to me. When you and I went to Tokyo, didn't we eat Terra chips on the plane?
I think so. Hey, I opened the bag. Amazing.
They were like Terra chip like blues. Oh my God, Matthew, you got no salt added? What are you doing?
I noticed this after bought it. It was not
doing?
On purpose.
Matthew, you bought unsalted chips? Talk about alternative. Ew. What? Matthew, this is awful. You spent our show money on this? I don't even want to take these home with me afterward.
Why me, poo? Okay. We don't have to eat any more of those.
This feels like taking my medicine.
Okay, let's... So
now wait, but these are fried, right?
Yeah. Okay, so that's the bad news. The good news is I also got Trader Joe's vegetable root chips.
Okay.
Because the Trader Joe's is near the co-op. And this one, I think, does have salt. Yes. So this is sweet potato. Two of the different kinds of chips in here are sweet potato and sweet potato colored with beet juice, taro, batata, and parsnip. What's batata?
Well, so I saw this in, I was looking on the Terra Chips website, and I saw that I was looking up what's in the original blend of Terra mm-hmm. Chips. And the original blend is yuca, taro, sweet potato, parsnip, batata, which is also called a boniato or a Cuban sweet potato. Mm-hmm. And then Terra Chips also included something called ruby-dipped vegetables.
Oh, so they're dipped in beet juice?
Which are kissed with beet juice. That's what it said. Oh, these are good.
Have you ever been kissed with beet juice?
These just taste like hold on. I think that one I just ate. Which one is the one that's striated with purple? Is that taro?
I think it is, yeah. Good use of the word striated.
Thank you. I love these.
These are very good, but also I feel like anything with salt in it would have tasted great.
Mm-hmm. But I can taste the sweet potato.
Yeah.
I would eat these. These somehow taste...
Wow.
They taste filling somehow.
Molly just pulled out a really large, beautifully formed chip. Don't eat that. Put it on eBay.
I can see the Virgin Mary in it.
Yeah. I mean, until you bit her head off.
Oh my God, this is extremely crunchy. Can you hear it?
I can.
I think I'm going to lose a filling.
Everyone can.
Oh my God, hold on. These chips. You know, I think if you had dentures, you would not want to eat these chips.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a harrowing experience.
I don't have dentures, but I do wear a night guard. And I keep my night guard clean with those fizzy denture tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And like ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to have a reason to buy those. And now I do.
Oh my God. Because
I love it when you make things fizz.
Have you ever taken Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, right. I also loved Alka-Seltzer commercials. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever taken it.
I've taken it once. I was visiting my cousin in San Francisco.
And your cousin had some drugs.
I had a little bit too much red wine mm-hmm. one night, and I really didn't feel well the next day. And she and her boyfriend at that time gave me Alka-Seltzer, and I was like, this shit tastes really weird. Somehow I didn't expect it to taste like anything.
Yeah, I guess I would expect it to taste like kind of bad 7-Up.
I hardly even remember. I just felt so nauseated.
Did it work?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Masterclass.
Matthew, take a minute and picture that thing that you've always wanted to learn.
All right, I'm picturing the thing.
Okay.
And you know, what if I get lost in the wilderness?
Well, okay, this is the thing?
This is the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, so picture learning it from someone who's literally the best at getting lost in the wilderness.
No, no, no.
In the world.
You no? don't understand, Molly. I want to get found in the wilderness.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And for that, I turn to Jesse Krebs, who is an internationally recognized expert on wilderness survival. She has a class on Masterclass, and she teaches like the five basic needs. And if you think number one is water, you're wrong. She teaches you how to use a knife, how to use rope, one of your most important tools in the wilderness. I don't think I'm going to get stuck in the wilderness, but if I do, I'm going to be really happy that I took this class on Masterclass.
Yeah, well, Masterclass is where you should go if you don't just want to think about learning something, but you actually want to do it with one-on-one classes with the world's best.
Yeah, if you want to learn singing from Christina Aguilera, if you want to learn shooting threes from Steph Curry, there's only one place in the world to do those things, unless you happen to know those people, which you don't.
Yeah, you don't. And every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk.
And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
That's 15% off right now at masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
masterclass.com/spilledmilk15.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Okay, so, what are these?
The
seltzer account. God. This seriously tastes like eating dirt. Oh, my God. No,
so the thing we're not eating here is...
This is an acquired taste. These are Benitos. Super powerful beans.
Yeah,
wow, Matthew, wait. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So now that I know that it's bean... I mean, I put it in my mouth before I knew what it was. And I was like, what is this foul substance? Now that I know that it's bean, I can actually taste the bean. But this doesn't taste good.
No, it doesn't.
Why would I eat this?
To be virtuous?
I do so many other things each day.
Yeah.
What do you do in a given day that's virtuous?
Oh,
other
my
than,
God.
I mean, if you're eating regular chips, Matthew, you've got to offset it.
I know.
Virtuous. What do you do that's virtuous?
I need to purchase some chip virtue offsets.
You know what I usually do? What do I do that's virtuous?
I mean, you really put me on the spot there because I think the answer is nothing.
I try to be kind to the people I love.
Okay. That sounds like the bare minimum.
Oh, shut up, Matthew.
I know some people are not very good at that.
No, some people are absolute garbage at being kind to the people they love. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and do one virtuous thing between now and our next podcast taping.
Okay.
Because I think of the average day, I might not do any virtuous things.
Really? I mean, you are an amazing, you take amazing care of your family.
Yeah. Again, this is like literally a thing that I've talked to my therapist about. Like, I know that that's something I'm good at, but it feels like that should be something that is like that everyone and anyone can do and you shouldn't get any credit for it.
I love this about you because that is so absolutely not how most people think.
That is exactly what my therapist said. Can I just hire you instead?
Sure. Anyway. All right. So, these bean chips, I don't feel great about these.
No, I don't either. So next up we have, I think this is still a reasonable order. Wait, no, I think we might have another bean chip.
Yeah, let's do
it. Let's get that out of the way.
Super green.
Oh, no. This is, okay, brown rice, kale and spinach, sesame seeds, ancient grains, and sea salt. So it's not bean. It's brown rice with some greens. I like this one because the name of the product is the Forager Project. And I want all my food to be a project.
I wish that we had read the copy on the back of the Benitos.
It's not too late. We're still here.
Can I read you the copy?
Yeah.
So it says, it's good, bean salty. Sometimes it's good to be salty. Not the bitter. I can't believe my ex is with that person salty. The good salty. The kind that creates beach waves in your hair and feels like a lazy afternoon in the sun. And you know what else is good? Beans.
I have a question.
Beans. No, I'm not done, Matthew. We believe in the goodness of beans and the goodness of all human beings. That's why we created a super snack, humble about its nutritional power, sourced from American farmers, that's good for you and the planet. So quit being salty about that X and grab a bag of the good salty instead. What?
Okay. So many things. Okay, first of all, you did answer the question I had, which was this supposed to be a bean talking at the beginning?
Okay, I don't think that was supposed to be a bean talk.
First of all, I don't want a lecture from my chip bag. I turn to chips.
An escape.
Right. A bag of chips is a place where I'll never be judged. And also, it's not humble about its nutritional power because, like, in big, big print on the front, it says 5 grams of plant-based protein and 4 grams of fiber per serving.
Matthew, I'm really curious to have your thoughts on this. Whole. Mm. So this is the Forager Project. Whole leafy greens are organically grown, harvested, and dehydrated and ground into a fine powder. A dough is made combining the vegetable powders, mm-hmm. gluten-free, corn-free, ancient grain mix, brown rice, and water. Dough is rolled thin and cut into triangle shapes. Chips are baked and fried using Alliance certified organic oils. Sea salt is added and chips are bagged.
I think these are great. I would eat them all day.
Amazing.
And texture. The reason is they have lots of sesame seeds in them, and sesame seeds are great. Mm. And the rest of it kind of doesn't taste like much, but has a good crunch to it.
Really nice crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm into these.
These are terrific.
Forager Project, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I got plenty of salt.
But, I mean, would you buy these?
They were probably expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably like a $6.99 bag.
I don't know if it was that much, but...
Would you buy these?
No, I'm curious. I have the receipt here.
If you had... Instead, the opportunity to, like, buy a bag of kettle chips.
Oh, wait. No, I'm not going to be able to see the receipt because when you shop at the co-op, I could see a situation where I would choose these over kettle chips, if these were on sale. When you shop at the co-op, like, as long as I've been going in there, they have some sort of, like, environmentally friendly receipt printer where you cannot see jack shit that's printed on the receipt.
Yes, exactly. Yep. I've noticed that, too.
Okay, so I've got two more here. How about more of these?
They're really good.
Yeah.
I think it's the sesame, though. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Like, sometimes I buy those blue chips that have sesame. Those are really good. Blue corn chips.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, the flour is made from brown rice, and, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Not that there's something wrong with beans.
They also just have this really nice, light, but very, like, fried crisp to them. Oh, they're really good.
Okay, next, this one, I'm not... Oh, wait, actually,
we
have another...
What about the rice chips?
Yeah. These are Lundberg rice chips, pico de gallo flavor. So this is our first flavored, like the first chip that has like a flavor powder.
Oh, this tastes really.
This tastes like a health food chip.
I was going to say, this tastes like it is screamingly virtuous.
Yeah.
I hate it when we talk about virtue in food, by the way.
It's not terrible, but. They need to talk to their friends at the Forager Project.
These taste like punishment. These taste like deprivation.
Yeah, it's like this will send you screaming to find a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
These will also send you screaming to find like a full calorie real sugar Coke.
Oh, that sounds really good
God,
right now.
Doesn't that sound great?
I'm going to get one of those after the show.
Okay, hold on now.
All this right. one I'm really curious
so
about.
So there's a lot of coconut stuff on the market.
There is
right
a
now.
Lot. Coconut and bras.
I have a little bit of a hard time.
Like using coconuts to make
a
sound
I have a little bit
of a
hard
horse
time thinking.
Galloping.
Oh, God, I hate this. Oh, God, I don't like it. I don't like things fried in coconut oil. Why do people do that? I was inner tubing.
Okay.
Like on a river last summer, and a friend of ours brought... some like potato chips that had been fried in coconut oil, and she was so excited about them because she really liked the flavor.
That's a thing to get excited about.
And I was like privately thinking to myself, I don't want my chips to taste like coconut. I don't want that.
So privately that you mentioned it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, these are terrible. I hate them.
I don't like those.
I think, however,
if you couldn't eat grain, which of these would you have?
Oh, I mean, there's. Does rice count as a grain?
I think.
I was wondering if you were excluding the Forager project.
Rice is a grain.
Okay, so we're excluding the Forager project.
What about these vegetable chips?
Definitely the Trader Joe's vegetable chips.
Okay.
So have you ever tried the dang coconut chips?
Yes.
Those are delicious, right?
Those are delicious. They kind of like burn the roof of my mouth somehow.
Yeah, but they're like, they have a good crunch to them and they're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this coconut chip is it's really salty, mm-hmm. and like that brings out like an aspect of the coconut flavor that I'm not on board with.
It's a bit rancid tasting.
It's a bit rancid tasting. Still fine with coconut bras, though. Those are great.
I'm also cool with coconut milk.
Coconut milk is also great. Yeah, no, I'm not anti-coconut.
No. I kind of just...
I think it's just that we want the coconut. Like when we settle on like an ingredient that's going to be the fat ingredient, we want it to be able to do everything. But there's no one ingredient can do everything. Like we all need to work together as different types of root vegetables.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why even when you're partnered, you know, you need friends because your partner can't do everything, can't be everything to you, Matthew.
Yeah, it's true. I understand why you're saying that because not everyone can be married to Wife of the Show, Lori.
That's true. Yeah, what are we calling Ash now? Spouse of the show, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, hold on. So what is that?
Satsa.
Spouse of the... Satsa.
Yeah.
Satsa.
That's great, right?
Yeah, Satsa Ash.
Well, I mean, ask Ash if they're okay with it, but...
Watzel Lori, mm-hmm. Satsa Ash.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is great. Okay, so
I... guess what, Matthew? We're both married again.
Oh, wow. Cheers.
Hey, we're married. Oh, God.
Yeah, producer Abby and I got you a present, but we're going to give it to you when we see you for pizza night.
I don't know if the listeners know that I got married. I think we mentioned it on a different episode that comes after this episode.
Well, they do now. I mean, we said you were going to or not in a previous episode.
Yeah.
Anyway. And it turned out you did.
It turned out I did. Anyway, thank you for getting me a present that I don't know anything about yet, but I'm really excited.
Will. By the time people hear this, you will have that present in your possession. Okay, so clearly our favorite is, we're going to join the Forager project.
We are.
We're going to make it our own project.
For me, second to that would be these Trader Joe's vegetable chips.
Clearly.
Which I honestly think are probably just like the Terra chips
with
original.
Salt, yes.
With salt, yeah. So, I mean, is anybody surprised here that we didn't love these black bean chips? Or...
I kind of thought I might like the black bean chips, but I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I mean, but the Forager project was a nice surprise.
Matthew, are any of these chips, like, do you think you would ever get so into one of these chips that you would start a Reddit thread about your addiction to it, looking for some sort of alternative to it to break your habit?
I think I might get so into one of these chips that it would take over my life. I think it could get ugly. I think I would start out as like a consumer of the Forager project, but then I would become the Forager. I don't know.
Well,
I got nothing.
You can find us on facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
And at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a picture of a big pile of bags of chips.
Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Instagram at spilledmilkpodcast.
Where we may or may not post a picture of a big pile of chips.
And you know what? We also, Matthew and I, our families are traveling together for Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
So we'll probably be posting a lot on the Spilled Milk Podcast
Instagram.
Instagram, then. We're really bad at posting on
but,
it. It's
but,
like not,
but no,
not...
we'll, like, whenever we travel, we're good at it.
Yeah, maybe we'll find, remember when we found those walking bicycles and we rode them around inside the store?
Yes,
maybe
I do
we'll,
remember
maybe
that.
Maybe we can find other things to ride around inside stores.
I'm sure we can, legally or otherwise.
Okay.
Stop riding that thing around inside my store is a thing we'll hear a lot, and you will too if you follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, our producer, who is probably so glad she's not coming with us on this trip, is Abby Circatella.
Oh yeah, right. Like the thing I'm trying to like remind myself beforehand, because I remembered like how I usually am on a trip is like I feel like I have to be on at all times.
At a certain point, you get a little bit cranky.
Yeah, you've like seen me go through this process a number of times now.
Yeah, but I was like, whatever, Matthew, you're fine. Like, you do you. I'm fine over here,
which is not
usually how I am in my relationship. So usually I'm like, right. I need you to be okay right now.
Right. I'm usually fine. No, it's just that like I get to a point like I realize like, oh, like I don't have to be coming up with one-liners every 30 seconds. Like we're not actually on the show right now.
Do you remember when you needed a hug?
I do. Yeah.
We were standing in our apartment
in
Tokyo,
like, no.
and Matthew was like, "Can I ask you for a hug. I just really need a hug right now. You'd been away from from
I wasn't
Watzel
like upset
and
like and you know
Totsy
like
for a while, and you needed a hug, and it was like the cutest thing ever. And I was like, "Yes, Matthew, come to Mama."
that's what you said. It was super weird.
Okay.
After that, I got my own apartment. All right. Until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk,
the show that's getting salty with your ex.
I'm Matthew Hamster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
We're instituting a strict no callback policy.
Great. Okay. All right.
From now on, you make a joke, you put it in the vault, you're done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.